Hey guys, Jin here. 英语文备课终要开杠咯。Get yourself ready for story time. 格林童话故事时间，今天要和朋友们分享的是 Our Lady's Child, 圣母玛利亚的小孩。Now you know that Our Lady means the Virgin Mary, and the child refers to a three-year-old girl entrusted to the Virgin Mary.首先呢，就是我们故事里头有一个贫穷的伐木工夫妻，他养不起他三岁的小女儿，于是呢，就让圣母玛利亚带往天堂去了。女孩在天堂里过着舒适又滋润的生活。14岁那一天，圣母告诉女孩说，自己要出门去远行，要女孩好好保管天堂里各个房间的钥匙，但是特别交代女孩不可以去开第13间房间的门呢？你认为女孩会拿着钥匙去开第13间房间的门吗？ The girl promised to be obedient, and when the Virgin Mary was gone, she began to examine the dwellings of the kingdom of heaven. The girl promised, 女孩答应 to be obedient,要听从 and when the Virgin Mary was gone, 当圣母玛利亚离开之后 she began, 她就开始 to examine, 仔细地检视 the dwellings of the kingdom of heaven, 天国的住所 The girl promised to be obedient, and when the Virgin Mary was gone, she began to examine the dwellings of the kingdom of heaven.女孩答应圣母会听话，然后呢，等着圣母出门之后，她就开始她的探险啦。Each day, she opened one of them until she had made the round of the 12. Each day, 每天 she opened one of them, 她打开其中的一间 until, 直到点点点为止。She had made the round of the 12. 她开完了12间的房间。Make the rounds 是指一个接一个，一间房间一间房间的去看。Each day she opened one of them until she had made the round of the 12. 天堂的房间可能很大哦，女孩呢一天只开一间房间，到里头去看看。In each of them sat one of the apostles in the midst of the great light, and she rejoiced in all the magnificence and the splendor, and the little angels who always accompanied her rejoiced with her. In each of them, 在每一个房间里 them 指的就是 the 12 rooms, sat 坐着 one of the apostles, 一位使徒Apostles 通常是用来指耶稣传道的时候跟在他旁边的12个门徒，所以 A 是大写，它算是专有名词。In the midst of a great light, 在一片巨大的光芒当中，就是说他看到使徒在房间里头，然后呢闪闪发光，他有自己的那种圣光，大概吧。And she rejoiced.她感到高兴 She means the little girl In all the magnificence and splendor 这一切的壮丽跟辉煌 And the little angels 小天使们 Who always accompanied her 一直陪伴着她的 Rejoiced with her 跟她一起开开心心 In each of them sat one of the apostles In the midst of a great sight And she rejoicingThe magnificence and splendor, and the little angels who always accompanied her rejoiced with her. 天堂的房间真的很大，女孩进门看得目瞪口呆。那些陪在她旁边的小天使们也开心地跟着女孩一起参观各个房间。房间里的使徒应该就是跟在耶稣旁边的12个门徒，但是有一点点不太对劲，就是出卖耶稣的那个门徒犹大，在天堂里也有一个房间呢。 女孩开开心心的和小天使在天堂里探险，一天一道门，一天一个房间，十二天过去了，十二个房间探索完毕了，现在来到了禁忌的第十三间房。Then the forbidden door alone remained, and she felt a great desire to know what could be hidden behind it, and said to the angels, I will not quite open it, and I will not go inside it, and I will unlock it so that we can just see a little through the opening. Then, 然后, the forbidden door, 那一扇被禁止的门, alone, 单独, remained, 留下, and she felt, 而她感受到, a great desire, 强烈的欲望, to know, 想要知道, what could be hidden, 隐藏的什么, behind it, 在她的后面, and said to the angels, 然后她就对天使们说, I will not quite open it, 我不会完全的打开它,我不是真的要打开它, and I will not go inside of it, 我也不会走进去, but I will unlock it, 但是我会把锁打开, so that, 这样的话, we can just see a little, 我们可以看到一点点, through the opening, 从门的开口。Then the forbidden door alone remained, and she felt a great desire to know what could be hidden behind it, and said to the angels, I will not quite open it, and I will not go inside it, but I will unlock it so that we can just see a little through the opening.
真的是越被禁止就越想挑战，这种基因从伊甸园开始，夏娃怂恿亚当去摘善恶树的果实来吃，就这样一路延续到了小女孩的身上。女孩说，我只是把门锁打开啊，我不会把门打开啊，这样也不算真的开门啊，而且我也不会走进房间里啦，只是开了门锁，从门缝往里面看。听到女孩这样讲，小天使们觉得点点点。
Oh no, said the little angels. That would be a sin. The Virgin Mary has forbidden it, and it might easily cause slight unhappiness.
Oh no, 这当然是小天使在阻止她。
Said the little angels,
小天使们说。
That would be a sin,
那会是一种。罪
The Virgin Mary,
圣母玛利亚
has forbidden it,
已经禁止这样子做了
and it might easily cause,
这很容易引起
thy unhappiness,
你的不幸
thy 就是 your 的古字 Oh no, said the little angels, that would be a sin, the Virgin Mary has forbidden it, and it might easily cause thy unhappiness.
小天使们当然觉得不行啊，我也觉得不就是不。
No means no. What part of the word don't you understand? N or O?
那既然小天使们强烈的阻止女孩做蠢事，那么女孩就不开这第十三道门的锁了吗？她就放弃探索这个未知的房间了吗？
Then she was silent, but the desire in her heart was not stilled, but gnawed there and tormented her and let her have no rest. Then she was silent,
然后她就沉默了,
but the desire in her heart,
但是心中的欲望,
was not stilled,
却没有平息。Still 这个字是指静止不动,所以她那种欲望还在那边翻搅着。
But gnawed there,
反而啃咬着它。Gnaw 这个字呢，是指啃咬或者是烦恼，所以那种想要的欲望呢，就是一直反复的 tormented her, 折磨着它。
And let her have no rest,
让她不得安宁。
Then she was silent, but the desire in her heart was not stilled, but gnawed there and tormented her, and let her have no rest.
当下呢，小女孩是 没有去开最后的那一扇门，但是好奇心没有得到满足的状况下，只会越来越想要，越来越找死吗？
And once when the angels had all gone out, she thought, now I am quite alone, and I could peep in. If I do it, no one will never know.
And once, 有一次 when the angels, 当天使们 had all gone out, 都出去了 she thought, 她就想 now I am quite alone, 现在呢只有我一个人 and I could peep in, 我可以往里面偷看 peep 是偷看的意思 if I do it, 如果我这样做了 no one will ever know, 没有人会知道
And once when the angels had all gone out, she thought, now I am quite alone and I could peep in. If I do it, no one will ever know.
小女孩找了理由说服自己，那是有好奇心，打算做坏事的人都会说的话。
No one will ever know.
没有人会知道的啦。
She sought out the key, and when she had got it in her hand, she put it in the lock, and when she had put it in, she turned it round as well.
She sought out the key. 她找到那一把钥匙。Sought 是 seek 的过去式，指的是寻找。
And when she had got it,
当她拿在手上的时候 in her hand, 在她手里 she put it, 她就把它放进去 in the lock, 在锁孔里
And when she had put it in,
当她把它插进去之后 she turned it around as well, 她还转动钥匙
She sought out the key, and when she had got it in her hand, she put it in the lock, and when she had put it in, she turned it round as well.
作者呢，慢条斯理地描述小女孩的动作，让人家感觉到小女孩的迟疑、小心翼翼，还有好奇心满满。
Then the door sprang open, and she saw there the Trinity sitting in fire and splendor. Then the door,
然后门 sprang open, 突然打开了
and she saw there, 她在那里看到了 the Trinity, 三位一体 sitting in fire and splendor,
坐在火焰和辉煌之中。
Then the door sprang open, and she saw there the Trinity sitting in fire and splendor.
第十三个房间里，就是圣母禁止女孩进入的那个房间里，坐着的是被火燃烧的三位一体，也就是圣父、圣子、圣灵。在基督教的旧约圣经当中，只要凡人看到了神，是会死的。在出埃及记的第33章第20节当中，他提到说，你不能见我的面，你就是凡人，我是指神，上帝，基督教的上帝。他说，因为人见了我的面是不能存活的。所以我们的故事到这里结束了吗？小女孩要死了吗？
She stayed there a while and looked at everything in amazement. Then she touched the light a little with her finger, and her finger became quite golden. She stayed there a while,
她在那里待了一会儿,
and looked at everything,
看着所有的一切,
in amazement,
惊奇的态度。
Then she touched the light a little.
然后她轻轻触摸了那个发光的光芒 with her finger, 用她的手指头
and her finger became quite golden.
她的手指就变得金光闪闪的。
She stayed there a while and looked at everything in amazement. Then she touched the light a little with her finger, and her finger became quite golden.
小女孩没有死。但他做了一个惊人的举动，他就想要去触摸那发光体，结果呢，他的手指就被染成金色的。
Immediately, a great fear fell on her. Immediately,
立刻， 马上 A great fear 一个巨大的恐惧 Fell on her 降临在她身上 Immediately a great fear fell on her 知道要怕了吼 She shut the door violently and ran away She shut the door 她关上门 Violently 暴力的 And ran away 然后跑走了She shut the door violently and ran away. 知道要跑了吼。Her terror, too, would not quit her, let her do what she might, and her heart beat continually and would not be still. The gold, too, stayed on her finger and would not go away, let her rub it and rush it never so much. Her terror, too, 她的恐惧也是。Would not quit her, 没有要放弃她，就是不要离开她的意思。Let her do, 让她做 what she might, 她可能做的事情。And her heart beat, 她的心一直一直的跳 continually, 持续不断的。And would not be still, 停不下来，没有办法静止。The gold too, 金色的印记也是 stayed on her finger,停留在他的手指上 and would not go away 不愿意离开 let her rub it 让他擦拭 and wash it 和清洗 never so much 总是不够 her terror too would not quit her let her do what she might and her heart beat continually and would not be still the gold too stayed on her finger and would not go away let her rub it and wash it never so much 女孩知道害怕知道要跑却不知道要怎么样去除掉手上的黄金染料不管女孩子怎么做试了许多的方法但手指上的印记就是除不掉金色的印记仍然存在手指头上面 It was not long before the Virgin Mary came back from her journey It was not long 没过多久 Before the Virgin Mary came back 圣母玛利亚回来之前From her journey, 从她的旅程。It was not long before the Virgin Mary came back from her journey. 没过多久，圣母回来了。She called the girl before her and asked to have the keys of heaven back. She called the girl, 她召唤女孩子 before her, 到她的面前来 and asked, 并且要求。To have the keys of heaven back, 要收回天国的钥匙。She called the girl before her and asked to have the keys of heaven back. 圣母玛利亚一回到天堂呢，就要求要收回在女孩那里的那串钥匙。要女孩归还钥匙，女孩当然愿意啊，但是是要用哪一只手递还钥匙呢？圣母会不会看见女孩手指上的黄金印记？那这就是一个问题了，毕竟圣母在出门前已经立下了规矩，就是绝对不能够打开第十三道的禁忌之门，打开了就会有不幸的事发生在女孩身上。那这个不幸的事情，我想不是只有手指头上洗不掉的金色印记而已。但是女孩接下来的生活会有怎么样的转变呢？记得要订阅英语文备课中，让 Apple Podcast、Spotify、KKBox、Mr. Box 或者其他的 Podcast 收听平台自动推播给你听哦。